This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I finally figured out why so many progressive women think men are pigs. The answer is because so many of the men who are also on the left are pigs. Look at Harvey Weinstein. Just another classic example. Look at Bill Clinton. Look at Bill Cosby. Look at Anthony Weiner. And you know what's amazing about all of this is that the left always excuses the behavior of these men. They can rape women. They can sexually abuse and assault women. They can grope women. But as long as they are pro-abortion and pro-gun control and give money to Hillary Clinton's campaign and all these other things, they are excused and it's all covered up. And these women continue to be abused day after day by these pig Democrat men. And the New York Times even covers it up like they did with Weinstein. They buried a story in 2004 about him. And how many Democrats in Hollywood have covered up for Harvey Weinstein and people like him? This is an epidemic across the left. And the same left-wing media that will just go after any conservative that's even accused of this, like Clarence Thomas, you know, Justice Clarence Thomas, for God's sake. Look at that example. They won't say a thing, not a thing, about Harvey Weinstein or people like that. They'll cover it up for years or decades. Late night comedians won't cover it. Saturday Night Live won't cover it. Why? Because they want you to think that the left loves women and conservatives are anti-women. Because, you know, Donald Trump said that he could grab well, you know what. I gotta choose my words carefully. But someone on the left, a man on the left, like Bill Clinton, just raping women, a long history of sexual assaults, and it's just covered up. It's unreal. The hypocrisy is just so out of control at this point. It's sickening. Truth is, the left doesn't love women at all. If they did, why did Hillary Clinton take money from countries that abuse women's rights like Saudi Arabia, where it has been illegal to drive, where women, you know, it's, you can't even, if the husband rapes the wife, there's no such thing. The court system in Saudi Arabia doesn't even recognize marital rape as being rape. Women are systematically abused in countries from which millions of dollars were given to the Clinton Foundation. And the Democrats never had a problem with that. Never had a problem. They're not pro-women. They're anti-women. I mean, they will put up with anything as long as you are pursuing and supporting their agenda of abortion and gun control and big government and taxing the rich and all these other things. You know, climate change. You can rape all the women you want if your name is Bill Clinton. As long as you keep supporting climate change, oh, you're all good to the left. You can, I mean, and Harvey Weinstein, you know what he did is he would get women alone. He'd say, come up to my room, he would say, you know, to discuss your role in a possible movie gig or, you know, a casting call or whatever. And then he'd try to, you know, he'd start groping them and taking their clothes off or taking his clothes off. And he would trap women. He would get them alone and trap them and sexually assault them. And he did this for decades. This is part of the Hollywood culture. Don't even get me started. You know how many Hollywood directors are pedophiles? Not just perverts, but pedophiles. You know, a lot of the young boys that they cast in these films, you know, 12-year-old boys, 13-year-old boys, end up getting raped by these left-wing Democrat Hollywood elitists. I'm not even going to name any names, but there are directors of big-time films, like big films, blockbuster films, who are serial pedophiles. And Hollywood has become a cesspool of perverts, pedophiles, and rapists. And all this coming out about Harvey Weinstein is just yet another glaring example of all of that, because Hollywood is made of leftists who have no morals. It's just like these leftists that work for the New York Times. They don't care if they lie. They don't care if they have to fabricate stories. They don't care if they have hidden agendas. See, Democrats have no ethics by and large. Their goal is to just win at all costs, and it doesn't matter if they have to lie, cheat, steal, rape, oppress, and fabricate fake sources like the New York Times does. This is part of the culture of Democrats. The Democrat Party has become a party of rapists and liars and pedophiles and deceivers. This is what they are. And they hate any idea of morality. They hate the idea of religion or Jesus Christ, let's say. They hate ethics. They hate anything. They hate normalcy. And then there are people like Matt Damon who cover up for people like Harvey Weinstein. Matt Damon out there covering up for him, pressured the New York Times to pull the story in 2004, according to reports. So, you know, why is Matt Damon covering up for a serial abuser and rapist of women? You know what's, how about Meryl Streep? Meryl Streep was calling Harvey Weinstein a god. And now she claims she didn't know. She didn't know he was raping women. She didn't know. Everybody knew. Everybody in Hollywood knew. Of course Meryl Streep knew. But you see, Meryl Streep has no ethics either. She's a liar. All she does is go out and attack Trump. But she covers up for Harvey Weinstein and then claims she didn't know. This is the lack of ethics that is endemic throughout Hollywood. Almost all these big names, I mean, with very few exceptions, but most of the big names out there are, they're either themselves pedophiles and rapists, or they're covering for pedophiles and rapists. Because if you want to be part of Hollywood, if you want to be an actor or a director or a production person, you have to agree to be quiet and cover up all the perversion and rape and abuse of women and pedophilia that's taking place across Hollywood. This is a story that has come out about Harvey Weinstein. Nobody blew the whistle because they were all intimidated. They were all afraid to tell the truth. This is why they would never let me in Hollywood, because I would just, every time I saw some pedophile or pervert, I would go public with it immediately, because I have no tolerance for that kind of crap. But all these leftists, they happily cover it up. They agree. They go along with it. Just like they all went along with Hillary Clinton's crimes. They knew Clinton was a mafia mob boss. They knew it. They knew that she was a dishonest, deceptive person. They know how many people have been killed who had evidence on the Clintons. The left knows all this, and they don't care. They don't care if people are killed to keep the secrets of the powerful leftists like Hillary Clinton or Harvey Weinstein. And even now, after all this is coming out, Weinstein, he's not going to be destroyed. He'll be right back in charge before you know it. They'll claim, oh, he got counseling, he went to rehab, he did some meditation, he did yoga in yoga pants, which nobody wanted to see. Can you imagine Harvey Weinstein in a pair of yoga pants? He probably asked Ashley Judd to watch him do yoga in a pair of yoga pants, come to think of it. That would be horrifying. That you'd have to pay me to see that. He's like, you know, Harvey Weinstein, he asked actresses to watch him take a shower. I think, didn't Ashley Judd go on the record to say that? I don't know if I'm exactly correct about that, but somebody did. That Weinstein was like, he's going to take a shower, and then he wants you to watch him take a shower. What? Like, wait a second here. You can't give me enough star roles in the movies to watch Harvey Weinstein take a shower. First of all, why would that turn on Harvey Weinstein? I don't even get that. I mean, the perversion goes so deep. It defies any rational explanation. You can't even figure out where does the perversion end? Let's say it that way. how does he get off on having some famous actress watch him slather on some soap and take a shower? I don't get that at all. But then again, I'm not a crazy libtard Hollywood leftist pervert pedophile. So none of that makes sense to me. Maybe that's just the difference, you know? But I guess to Harvey Weinstein, it's like, that's awesome. That's like high on his list. I wonder if he asked Meryl Streep to watch him take a shower. I wonder if she said, "You're my God." I wonder if she agreed to watch him take a shower. I got a lot of questions about all of this, and many of them lead to humor or outrage or some combination of both of those. This is just sick stuff. And this is the left. This is the political left in America. These are all the Hollywood people that claim that they were so outraged when Donald Trump said that he could grab some pee. Well, not pee, but you know what I'm saying. Grab some pee. But he wasn't actually doing it. He was just saying that he was just being braggadocious. But Harvey Weinstein is actually raping women, actually having sex with women that he forced onto the casting couch, actually doing it. And the left is totally okay with that. They have no problem whatsoever. That's how sick the left has become. No ethics, no morals, full of deception, abusing women, abusing children, mass pedophilia all across Hollywood and the liberal California elitists. It is so sick. Their culture is sick. They're all deviants. They're all weirdos. They abuse children and women routinely, and then they claim to have the moral high ground. That is how sick they are. And that's why you should stop supporting Hollywood, period. Don't buy their movies. Don't rent their movies. Don't go to the movies. Unless it's a decent movie, actually decent. Made by somebody who isn't a crazy leftist. Just boycott most of Hollywood. That's the bottom line. Stop giving them your money. They're just using it to keep abusing children. It's almost like if you buy porn, you're supporting the porn industry. But if you watch Hollywood, you're supporting pedophilia, which is worse. So if you go to the movies, you're supporting pedophiles. So you should stop doing that. Or you should really rethink that. That's my take on it. Just disgusting. These people are just totally disgusting. And they all voted for Hillary Clinton. No surprise. No surprise. Not a coincidence. All right. Anyway, I've got a website where I cover some of this stuff. It's called twisted.news. Twisted. Yep. Twisted.news. Check it out. You'll find other stories of how the left is totally insane, delusional, and twisted, of course. And it's just, this stuff just never ends. And this is just the stuff we found out about. Imagine the other stuff that hasn't gone public yet. It's insane. All right. Be safe, everybody, and keep your children safe from Hollywood. That's for dang sure. Don't let your children go to California.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.